In a statement, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon welcomed the unanimous adoption of the resolution, saying the Security Council has sent an unequivocal message to the DPRK that the international community will not tolerate its pursuit of nuclear weapons and related acts. Speaking on behalf of the neighboring South Korea, Kim Suk called the DPRK a threat to the Korean Peninsula, the region, and beyond. He warned that the DPRK, quote, would pay a dear price for its illicit activities and wrongdoings.
It is also deplorable that Pyongyang makes a series of inflammatory statements directed at the Republic of Korea and other UN member states.
For its part, the representative of China, Li Baodong, said his country was firmly committed to promoting the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, as well as to the peaceful settlement of relevant issues through negotiation and dialogue. While he was in favor of the resolution, its adoption, he said, was not enough.
Adoption of resolution is not for the sake of adoption, is not for the sake of the sanctions. We want to see full implementation of the resolution. The top priority now is to diffuse the tension, bring down the heat, focus on diplomatic track, and bring the situation back on the track of diplomacy.
The representative of the United States, Susan Rice, said the international community and the UN Security Council had been very clear in their demand that the DPRK comply with its international obligations or face increased pressure and isolation. With each successive provocation, she said, the pressure is increasing.
But the aim that we share is the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, and to accomplish that through dialogue. So should North Korea finally wisely make the decision in the interests of its own people and the interests of regional peace and security and its own security to, in fact, heed the opportunity to choose the path of peace and to take concrete steps to dismantle its nuclear program, coming into compliance with its international obligations, then there is an opportunity for North Korea's fate and future and that of its people to be much brighter.
The UN Security Council resolution on the DPRK nuclear test was unanimous. Jerry Adams, United Nations.